Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 3rd, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Well, it's been several weeks since I last did a report on mundane astrology, that is, the astrology of world events, and in that time, a lot of craziness has happened. And yeah, this past week got really crazy. More on that in a bit. But first, let's take a look at the last few weeks. For a month and a half, from mid-October to the end of November, Mars, the planet of action and conflict, was transiting in Virgo, which is the 10th house of the USA Vedic astrology birth chart. The 10th house in a country's chart stands for the leadership, the king, or, in this case, the president and his party, now the Republicans. Mars became conjunct the USA natal Saturn, the planet of established order. In other words, the established order was under assault. This manifested as the tension caused by various investigative bodies in Congress calling in administration officials to testify on the Trump-Russia affair, as well as discord sown within by factions of the party. And then there was the Roy Moore scandal, setting the president against the Republican Senate leadership, and Republicans against Republicans. D-Day for the Moore mess will be December 12th, when Alabamians will vote in a special election on whether they want a molester of teenage girls or a Democrat to represent them in Washington. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, is the planet of making choices and therefore voting. Mercury is now retrograde, in other words, backwards thinking, and will be in Scorpio on December 12th. Scorpio is a passionate sign, a sign of secrets and conspiracies. Saturn is the planet of the established order, and in this chart of the time when voting begins, is conjunct the Sagittarius ascendant. Sagittarius is a sign that stands by its own personal beliefs. So, looks like the established order, in other words, the Republicans, will take it. As of November 29th, Mars, the planet of action and conflict and controversy, moved into Libra, where it hangs out with Jupiter, planet of beliefs, truth, and law. So, Mars and Jupiter are now transiting in the 11th house of the USA chart, the part of a country's chart that stands for the legislature, in other words, Congress. Saturn, the reality check planet, is still transiting in the first house. Doesn't sound too promising, does it? Unless you want more conflict and controversy. Venus entered Libra at the beginning of November. Venus was conjunct Jupiter in sidereal Libra for most of November. This planetary pattern manifested in a number of ways. Venus is the planet of romance and young females. Venus is also harmony and agreement. Jupiter is the planet of justice, truth, morality, and belief. Libra is the sign of fairness and equality. Libra is an idealist, both in relationship and when it comes to social ideals. A major topic for the past month has been the inequality of the sexes, as manifested by men in powerful positions taking advantage of women. Jupiter, the planet of truth and morality, has helped to bring this topic to the forefront of mass media coverage, starting back in October, when the revelations of the behavior of film mogul Harvey Weinstein began. Jupiter, as the planet of belief, helped the women who came forward be believed. We are reportedly at a watershed moment on the issue of sexual harassment. Increasingly, women have been coming out of the shadows of shame and stigma to tell their own stories of harassment and assault. Venus has now moved to Scorpio, the sign of secrets, investigations, conspiracy, intrigue, passion, and seduction. So, more energy for the sex scandals, abuse allegations, investigations, etc., all through, or most of, December. As we plunged through November, one major item that completely took over Congress was the Republican tax reform bill. Pressure on Republican lawmakers from their financial backers has been intense. One GOP House member told a reporter, "My donors are basically saying, get it done or don't ever call me again." The potential for agreement on legislation had a short window of opportunity. Jupiter, planet of optimism, was conjunct Venus, planet of agreement, in Libra, sign of idealism, until November 24th. Also, Jupiter is law, Venus is finance. So, for most of November, the situation looked favorable for passing legislation, and indeed, the House of Representatives passed their version of the bill by a comfortable margin. But then the Jupiter-Venus pattern broke up when Venus moved into Scorpio, which is the 12th house of the USA chart, the house of expense. And, as of November 29th, Mars replaced Venus in Libra, adding the energy of the planet of conflict, but also action and haste, to the 11th house of the USA chart. Venus, meanwhile, planet of agreement, lent its energy to the 12th house of hidden actions and conspiracies. And so the Senate, in a rather dramatic, almost cloak-and-dagger fashion, passed its version of the tax reform bill. But now Mercury, the planet of rational decisions, is retrograde. Retrograde Mercury is good for going back over things, but is also known for miscommunication and miscalculations, and may well throw a monkey wrench into the efforts of the House and Senate to come to agreement during the reconciliation process, at least until Mercury retrograde ends on December 20th. While all this stuff is going on, if his tweets are any indication, the President of the United States appears to be going off the deep end. He even managed to engineer an international incident with Britain by retweeting inflammatory anti-Muslim videos put out by a right-wing British conservative fringe group. And it appears there's now a good reason for why Mr. Trump has been more unhinged than usual. The rumblings from the dark cloud over the horizon, that is, the Trump-Russia investigation, spearheaded by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, are indeed getting closer. Last week, it was revealed that Trump's longtime buddy, campaign advisor, and short-lived administration national security chief, General Mike Flynn, has evidently flipped and made a deal to spill his guts to Mueller's grand jury in exchange for avoiding some jail time for himself and his son. How will Mr. Trump respond to these new developments? Let's see what's going on in Mr. Trump's Vedic astrology chart. On November 29th, Mars entered Libra, the third house of Trump's astrology chart. The third house is the house of desires, efforts, initiative. Action-oriented, impulsive Mars joins up with Jupiter, the planet of optimism, which has been transiting in Libra since early September. These two planets together, especially in the third house, add up to overconfidence in one's action, thus promoting recklessness. And being out of touch with reality. And this continues until mid-January. Some have been suggesting that Trump is crazy, that he's in the early stages of dementia. Well, take a look at his natal chart. The sixth house is the house of health and disease, struggles, and enemies. For Leo rising, the sixth house is ruled by Saturn. His natal Saturn is placed in the 12th house, the house of the subconscious, therefore psychology. Translation: disease in the subconscious, psychological diseases. By the way, Saturn is the significator of long-term suffering. Starting in January 2019, Mr. Trump enters a Saturn sub-period, which will activate his 6th house, 12th house connection. The 12th house is also the house of confinement, places of confinement, prisons, hospitals, sanitariums, and so forth. That doesn't mean we have to wait through another year for something to happen, but it does mean that he won't make it through his full term of office. And now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of effort, work, and time to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you like what I'm doing here, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.